Title of this message is Confident and Unafraid, taken from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 6. I don't know how it happened, but one day at a time, I became a senior citizen. It doesn't seem possible. This time has come way too quickly. My mind has been troubled lately by all of the what-ifs. What if my husband dies and I am alone to deal with all of this? What will he do if I go first? Will my kids and grandkids be okay without me? What about my dogs and cat? All silly questions with no purpose other than to occupy my mind with fear at Satan's pleasure. My thoughts have certainly strayed from Father's commands to have no fear. He's serious about it. I was taught that whenever God repeated something, he wanted us to pay special attention. He repeated some sort of the command to have no fear 365 times. He's trying to make a point. See, God is my salvation. I am confident and unafraid. For Yah, Adonai, the Lord, is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. The Bible is a tool meant to train our minds and open our hearts. When we use it properly, God will use us. He recently used a dear friend of mine to give me a new question to ponder. El Shaddai, God of the mountains, God Almighty, what mountains will we move together today? Make his deeds known among the peoples. Declare how exalted is his name. Shout and sing for joy. For the Holy One of Israel is with you in his greatness. I have many stories to tell of the deeds Father has done for me, in me, and through me. I'm sure the same is true for you. When we use our spiritual eyes, we see proof of his presence with us. When we take control of our minds away from Satan and return to God's command, we will be able to stand confident and unafraid, because he's got this. Sing to Adonai, for he has triumphed. Cling to him, and you will triumph too. Please share if this has encouraged you.